You expressed a wish for me to tell you of my early childhood. You wanted to know more about your roots. I wish I could tell it in a free-flowing narrative, but my memory is rather hazy after these 70 odd years. I wish Jack and Frida were here today to help me reminisce. Unfortunately, they are not here anymore. I can recall bits and pieces. I'll start with what I remember about my father. He left for America to seek his fortune when I was very young, less than 5 years old. I remember a Saturday morning scene in the synagogue of our little shtetl. He had his permanent seat with a lectern in front of it, in the compartment where he kept his prayer books, as well as some cake and cookies for the small children. He used to read from this Torah scroll every Saturday morning, like Mr. Camille is doing now in our shul. I remember that day I was wearing a new suit which my mother made for me, also a new hat which my father made for me. Years later, people used to tell me how beautifully I used to read the Torah. Another scene I remember was during a market day in our town. It took place on Thursdays every week. A much bigger fair used to take place about once a month. Farmers from the surrounding villages used to bring their farm products or some livestock or horses to sell, and in turn buy their needs in stores to take back to their homes in the villages. I remember a day like that, my father brought out a trunk with his hats and caps that he displaced, and we children used to hang around and watch the customers try on a hat or cap. The marketplace was full of wagons and horses and cattle. There was much trading and bargaining going on, and slapping of hands until an agreed price was reached. Another scene was the occasion of the wedding of my mother's sister Rose. My father picked me up from my bed, I was very sleepy, and set me down on a big table to partake of the goodies. My father used to travel to the big city of Vilna to buy some material for his trade and bring back some cookies and candies for the children. Another scene was rather a sad one. I had a little brother who died in infancy. I remember my father handing his little body wrapped in cloth to a man who was taking him to the cemetery for burial. And so my father left for America, leaving mother and his six children, hoping probably for a reunion in due time. He managed to send for my brother Jack, who was a teenager at that time, and a year or two later, my sister Sarah followed. He probably worked very hard in those sweatshops, long hours, and didn't make the success he hoped for. He did manage to save up $700, which he sent home, and was planning to return. I guess life in the shtetl was more peaceful and relaxed, and they must have been homesick. Unfortunately, World War I broke out in August of 1914, and we were separated for 12 years.